music's big night.
24 karat magic, Bruno Mars.
Grammys provide social commentary.
Time's up.
Key week for President Trump.
The State of the Union, tomorrow night.
Small plane finds a freeway landing spot.
A lot of luck and definitely a miracle.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. On the music industry's big night, there was song. 24 karat magic in the air. And there was dance. And some took a social or political stance. CBS's Steve Futterman has our look at the Grammy Awards.
The big winner on Grammy night. Was R&B star Bruno Mars. He won the most Grammys, 6, and he swept the top 3 awards, record, song, and album of the year.
Look at me, Pop, look at me. I'm at the Grammys right now.
There were other winners.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar won 5 Grammys, and in the country categories,
Mr. Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton won 3 awards. There were many moments last night where music took a backseat to other issues.
To those who would dare try and silence us, we offer you 2 words. Time's up.
Singer Janelle Monáe talked about ending harassment, and Kesha delivered a powerful version of her song Praying, where she describes sexual abuse. Even Hillary Clinton made an appearance poking fun at President Trump.
He had a longtime fear of being poisoned.
In a spoof, Clinton and others pretended to be auditioning for the spoken word version of the book Fire and Fury that didn't go well with UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. She called the skit trash. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Grammys in New York.
Well, the Me Too movement stretches beyond glitzy award shows. CBS's Bill Rakoff looks at political moves.
From the streets,
this is what democracy looks like.
To the polls, women are hoping to leverage the Me Too movement into a surge of female candidates for office. Democrat Aaron Zwiener is running for the Texas State House.
After the 2016 election, it felt imperative to jump in.
The same for Republican Lindsey Brown, who's running for Congress in New Jersey.
I didn't see a lot of people in government who looked like me.
Both women say they are victims of sexual impropriety, and they're glad the movement is capturing the public's imagination.
Folks are paying attention.
Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Well, tomorrow night, President Trump will deliver his first State of the Union speech. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Aides say the theme of the president's first report to Congress on the State of the Union will be building a safe, strong, and proud America. Mr. Trump's proposals for DACA and other immigration reforms unveiled last week will be a key part of his speech. Mr. Trump will also say he's presided over a year of economic progress, including the surge in stock prices and the GOP effort to reform the nation's tax code. The president will lay out his vision for new spending on infrastructure projects. The $1.7 trillion proposal would rely heavily on public-private partnerships and state and local funding. Reports indicate he'll suggest just $200 billion from the federal government. Victims of opioid abuse and the MS-13 gang will be among those seated in the gallery near the First Lady. Steve?
Well, churches limited some activities yesterday, and some schools this week will, too, because of the flu. The CDC says the flu season is shaping up as one of the worst over the past decade. Daniel Jernigan is director of the CDC's influenza division.
Kids are really making up the predominant amount of influenza-like illness, and they're taking that back to school. It's getting transmitted there, and I think that's really what's driving a lot of this the visits to the outpatient clinic right now.
Hospitals in some parts of the country have had trouble dealing with the volume of flu cases, and it's been blamed for the deaths of 37 children so far. 4 people were shot and killed early yesterday morning at a car wash in Salt Lick Township, Pennsylvania. That's about 55 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. State Police Commander Eric Earhart says the gunman is on life support.
Timothy Smith sustained a gunshot wound to his head and is not expected to survive. There's a possibility that the gunshot wound to Smith was self-inflicted.
Relatives of the victims say Smith was motivated by jealousy. One of those killed was a former girlfriend. South of Los Angeles, the pilot of a small plane looking to make an emergency landing set the craft down on a highway. Daniel Gross was a passenger on board.
I fly frequently, and I mean, you're trained. When you lose power, you just look for open areas. And we tried to make it to the airport, but we got pretty strong winds blowing us away from the airport right now.
Well, everybody on board the plane got out safely, and no one on the ground was hurt. ISIS has claimed responsibility for an attack at a military academy in Afghanistan that killed 11 soldiers and wounded 16. The BBC's Sukunder Kermani is in the capital, Kabul.
Afghan government officials have suggested that this increase in attacks in Kabul is because government forces are actually making a degree of progress in fighting against the insurgent groups elsewhere in the country. And so this is a reaction to that.
Well, now to France, where flooding is the big story. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
The River Seine crested overnight at three times its normal height. But with more rain on the way, Paris officials say it will be several weeks before the floodwaters recede and the river drops to its normal level. The floods are still causing traffic chaos in the city centre. The lower riverside roads and tunnels are underwater. The entire city centre stretch of a major commuter train line will remain closed for at least another week. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Well, CBS News has learned authorities are closing in on a group of thieves that's stolen more than $1 million from ATMs around the country over the last month. They use techniques that have come to be known as jackpotting. CBS's Tony DeCopel.
First, hackers pose as repair technicians. They use a key to gain access to standalone ATMs and install malware on their computers. Another team later moves in to withdraw cash at will. The compromised ATMs can dispense up to 40 bills every 23 seconds, tens of thousands of dollars from a single ATM.
The drink company Dr. Pepper Snapple Group says it's going to link up with the coffee company Keurig Green Mountain to form a single company with annual sales of $11 billion. The IRS begins accepting tax forms today. The deadline is April 17th this year. A fitness app could be jeopardizing top-secret government information, as we hear from CBS's Vicky Barker.
The online global heat map tracks the locations and movements of some 27 million fitness app users. The densest activity shown is in the U.S. and Europe, of course. But in places like Iraq and Syria, there's so little activity, it's easy to pinpoint the jogging routes of a few individuals. And the Washington Post reports that could give away the location of secret U.S. bases or provide information for an ambush or abduction. The Pentagon reportedly evaluating the situation. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Well, she got her start on TV's The Apprentice, then moved on to a White House job. Now, Omarosa Manigault Newman will be back in the spotlight on the upcoming season of the CBS reality show Celebrity Big Brother. She lost her administration position last December after what was described as a showdown with Chief of Staff John Kelly. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.